You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
It's amazing. Aparna has come back to this podcast. You would think that her career's too hot to come back for a second visit, but she's wearing TV makeup and she's here. I don't have the confidence, but that's it. Yeah, that part is the harder one. Yeah, Kanye, you diss him, but who can pull off vulnerable rapping tonage? Is that, guys?
That's a word.
Come back to me. Don't walk away from me. It's me, Sabrina. It's my sexy podcast. And Aparna is back for a second season.
Second helping.
We got renewed Aparna style.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for here. Having me back in
yes.
the second season.
God, all I ever
MSP.
Want.
MSP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was just talking to you about this video. Wait, how are you first? Is probably a more natural conversation. It's a video. It's a clip. How are you feeling about feminism? No, that's not how we do it. First we go, what's up? How was your, how was the subway ride over here?
It was, I was in the neighborhood. So I didn't take, I was.
In my mind, because you look so beautiful right now and you came from a TV show, you took an Escalade and you're trying to downplay it.
That was my Escalade ride here.
You were shooting a true TV show?
That's right.
Called?
It was a true television show.
Okay. It was a true 100%
fact. It's this show called How to Be a Grown Up. And it's Talking Heads style.
Cool.
About being an adult as advertised.
And then they show clips of, it's like Girl Code, but for being an adult?
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly.
Goody. We'll keep our eyes open for that. my update for you about my weekend. And
please,
I'm willing to trade.
Me in.
Okay, so Saturday, my manager was in town on Friday.
Okay.
Sam, we love her so much. Lisa and I are both rep by her. She took us out to a dinner. Woo! Ooh. And then we were celebrating because Lisa and I are going to make a pilot for CC Studios for a web series.
Perfect.
Celebration. And then Saturday, woke up, still celebrating. Lisa slept over, pulled my wife into the celebrations. We drinking.
What?
We don't have shows that night. What it is! And then Nick Rutherford, who's writing for SNL, texted me and said, "Hey, you want tickets to SNL? Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not?" That's not this. Okay. So then I'm constantly struggling, but do you like my struggle? Please be with
I
me in my struggle.
I respect your struggle.
Thank you. So then it was a bit of a struggle where it's okay, cold water on the face.
Yeah.
And let's start again for the nighttime.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then.
Who was hosting?
Michael Keaton was hosting.
Oh my gosh.
And Carly Rae Jepsen was the guest. And every other time that I've gone, I've been in the audience. But this time I was let me backstage with you guys. And I was able to hang out backstage, go to the writer's room, go hang out in Sashir's room. Fun. Nicole Byer was in Sashir's room.
Yeah.
Sam, my manager, my wife. Allison Rich. Who, do you know Allison Rich?
I do.
Oh, she's so fucking funny.
She's so funny.
And so feeling so cool. And then my wife, who really I am so excited to bring her places because she's beautiful and a nice woman.
Yeah.
So it's just I feel like she
elevates.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like my cool purse.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way women want to be referred to.
Yeah.
No,
but
it is kind of Shauna wants, Shauna works in fashion.
Yeah.
To have a cool purse for her is a way of saying hey, I'm worth it.
Right.
So she's I'm worth it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But then Shauna got, she was already too drunk before we were loose. She's I don't think. And I was just come, water. And then Shauna just drank some whiskey there and didn't say anything for 20 minutes. And we, all us gals, were talking in the dressing room about Regina Spektor and how she's not around anymore. And we were saying just mean things about things that happened to her. Just because to be horrible sometimes is to be fun. But I love Regina Spektor.
Regina.
Shauna piped up and was No. That is very rude," or something like that. And everyone was like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Oh no.
Then I had to just Underground Railroad her out of that building, out of 30 Rock,
really?
And into Brooklyn. I immediately, well, she knew, like, her face as soon as she said it, just knew it was problems.
Oh no.
I mean, I kind of, there was like, it was kind of therapeutic for me because I'm often the person.
Yeah.
Because I take social risks.
Right.
Do you take social risks?
No.
No. You calculate it all?
I do, yeah. It's interesting to talk to someone on the other side of the mirror.
Other side of the, yeah. So yeah, I'm loosey-goosey abs.
So you feel like you are often the person who people have to be like, she's
no,
fine.
Hopefully not. I mean, but everyone else is. But hopefully, no, I mean, some definitely in every relationship I've ever had, I've been with someone, including my parents,
yeah.
who are like, just calm down. Please right. stop. Just please, 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 please stop.
Be cool.
Be cool.
I feel like I have the opposite. Like if I say something.
Yeah, I guess
like,
it's not surprising.
She's getting crazy.
She's getting crazy. Two back-to-back comments. So socially, you're standing back. But yeah. you are obviously funny. You're obviously going to come in with your...
Right. But it's more calculated.
It's a tweet.
Yeah. It's a tweet. Exactly.
By the time you try it out, conversationally, you've tweeted it.
My
and it's
party
gotten...
style is tweet.
Tweet.
To tweet in the corner.
Party style? I'm adjusting to be a better party style person.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think you're... That's great for
You would
parties.
Think, but... I don't know. I probably talked about it before, but... One time, my manager did tell me, just calm down.
No.
Yeah. But it's good because it is, and it ties into not necessarily gender. I'm going to play a Sarah Silverman clip in a minute about, like, feminism and gender. But, like, I just, you know, when you say something and then you're like, you impress yourself and you're like, surely I need to wait for everyone to collect their thoughts after I drop a doozy like that. Okay. I will be playing that clip from the internet. there needs to be a bit of a calculation, I think, in the way you interact because you're a business person, but you also are the face of your own business.
Right.
And our business is to be loose and fun and free. And of course, like, it's not to change who you are, but there is a way of, I think, marketing yourself in a, first of all, I think I'm, instinctively very like welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
And what we realized too, I think we've talked about this, I don't know, I don't think it was on the podcast, but people that see you on stage
right.
and are starting out as comics or whatever that want to have coffee with you, want to get involved with you, and you're like, you know, my instinct is always like, yeah, of course, but really like that's something that you kind of need to harden, I think.
Yeah.
Not harden, but like,
oh, the instinct to
not willy-nilly anybody that wants
to. Yeah. To create a...
Boundaries.
A veil.
Mm-hmm.
A distance.
A veil, which is not spelled A-V-A-I-L.
A-V-A-I-L.
A veil that goes
over
your face. I thought you meant a veil, like to create availability. I'm like, I don't think you're getting me.
Let them send your avails. Send
your
avails.
Here are my avails. Please never contact me. But I am available the whole time. Rest assured, I'm on Netflix.
I'm available.
But I think that I'm getting better at it. Like, for instance, okay, so with Sam, so I just got agents last week.
Right.
And as soon as she said that I don't want to put this out there, but like, it's like a cool company. And I was like, yeah, of course.
Sure.
And she's like, no. You talk to them and you figure out if they are for you.
Right.
I'm just like, I would be like the worst girl to get an arranged marriage. Is that tied? Is that an analogy?
He's got
just
cool,
like anything.
He's got cool roots.
Yeah. So that's something about me.
But I feel like our industry is like, you know, it's very brand heavy. So it's like, well, that brand is great, so of course I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, but you need, but a brand that's just like giving out free samples all the time, you're like, what's going on with this brand? Like Lyft. Lyft fucked it up with their brand. They're like, please, anybody, $200, take it.
I've been taking the
drivers
ever since.
Yes, but the but have you been paying them money?
Yes.
Oh, you got swindled by the nice brand. Because for me, then I got, so not only was, so basically in New York City, there's an app called Lyft. I mean, all over the world, I think they're trying to come up against Uber, I believe.
Yes.
They used to have a pink mustache. Pink mustache, case in point.
Oh,
Lyft
right.
is like if I was a company, all of my instincts would be Lyft. So like, put a pink mustache on it. They'll love that gimmick. And then, just give it away. Yeah, just get rid of it. No, yeah, get rid of it. Then they then they were like, everybody just
free
gets rides. $200 of free
rides.
Which was amazing. But then that desperation, I feel, trickled down to the drivers, which I had many drivers being like, please rate me well. And you're like, honey, you were doing fine until you started begging for ratings. You know?
Yeah. But I had an Uber driver who asked
begging
me to rate
for ratings.
Him well.
A Uber what?
Driver who did the same thing.
He asked for the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm giving you 5 stars.
Yeah,
don't forget to
like,
give
what?
Me 5 stars.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not a nightmare and you didn't try to rape me. So perfect. We're good.
We nailed it.
What will make you give someone 4 stars?
I think if there's any rudeness.
Yeah, just like not into you being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, the musical guest at SNL was?
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Have you seen
Get
the video?
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tom Hanks. Like,
so
great. Carly Rae Jepsen. I really, really, really like you. And I just had this moment. I was very drunk, but I also just was like holding whiskey. And I used to be like up in the rafters watching it. You know, I used
right.
to be so fuck. At one time, I was so thirsty and they wouldn't let me have any parched fillings. Is that what water's called now?
Parched
fillings.
Oh, no. That's
this
your
summer.
That's your Lyft
crack
campaign
open a
for
bottle.
Water. Put a pink mustache on your parched fillings.
Parched fillings. This position. Oh, yeah.
She's
you
Canadian,
like,
no?
She's Canadian, yeah. I think, yeah. Drake, her. I mean, she's not up there with Drake. Don't be silly. but it was just so euphoric standing there with like a little thing of whiskey.
Yeah.
And just like being part of the people that used to be like the that I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And then just.
You're there.
I'm there. And I'm watching her from like not far away. And then I'm walking back to the dressing room
oh
and laughing
God.
And waiting for my wife to be a ticking time bomb of social nightmare. Shout out, Boo Boo. I don't call her Boo Boo. Why did I do this?
Boo.
This is going to be a countdown for me to just get back in my wits.
What is
it? It's called. It's a sound effect called baseball bat, too. Obviously. You haven't heard? It's
the
Carly
sequel.
Rae Jepsen's shortest song. okay, I'm going to play the clip.
Play it, play it, play it.
Meditation.
The Sarah Silverman.
While I'm queuing it up, meditation, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you do it?
Didn't you just say you
I did meditate.
Came from?
Came. Well, I did. I play a YouTube video that's a 10-minute meditation.
Oh, I have an app on my phone, a guided meditation.
Australian guy?
No. It's called Buddhify.
Ooh.
I know. Try to look past the name.
Yeah, don't name it Buddhify. Like, people want, I mean, it's like the most, it's like a very almost religious, spiritual experience. You don't want to be like, I'm Duty Bees. I'm going to Chupa Loopy. Sarah Silverman's clip. I tried to do like an easy listening radio station
yeah.
where they play the clip and then they're like, this is Randy Naxon on Sebela Baxon.
But then you talked to her.
But she, yeah, she was saying something and I said, Sarah Silverman's clip. So does meditation work? Who knows? Yeah, just being able to ask for what you want lightly and respectfully. Okay, I'm going to end it there. But it's like a longer clip where she's sort of elaborating on what I think it is. It's the clip is called Sarah Silverman Doesn't Think the Wage Gap is Funny Either.
Yeah.
Which I just think, I mean, over the course of the video, I think it's just like a cool philosophy, like feminist philosophy.
Yeah.
Which is just like, these are the things that we want. Not in like a divisive way of you know, we need, and I like when she said like, not like, I'm a diva, you know? It easily gets like funneled and channeled into that.
Yeah.
But
it's not like us against them. It's just this is what I want.
Because I did a panel last weekend.
For that conference?
For the conference, and I think that's the biggest issue with feminism is that you sort of chase people away from the word, even when you say the word. I mean, now, like, it's when anything becomes like a buzzword, a topical word, it's there's like a grossness to it.
Yeah.
And an aversion to group in with like the masses when it comes to complaining.
Right.
Which I think is completely fine and logical. I think that there was one person on the panel that was saying like what that was sort of saying to me, why are you not angry? They were talking about like the specs on how many women are in TV.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is anger. We should be angry about it. And I'm like, I just don't think that that's going to be the approach. That's not a winning approach.
Right.
What do you think about everything? What do you think about everything? And now you take the ball for about 45 minutes.
45 to 50 minutes. I think you're allowed to be angry. But I think there's a way to frame it so it's not attacking the other side, because you're not angry at people who have stuff. You're just like, I also want these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a difference between being like, I get your place versus we should both have this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there seems to be like the thing I'm like talking, I'm like developing some jokes about this now. Mm-hmm, and the thing that I worry about is coming off as like, don't worry, I'm one of the cool feminists. You know what I mean? I'm not angry. But
You're like, I'm different.
I'm part of the boys club, but these girls are, you know, some of these. It's just, to me, I think the raw, it happens within the gay movement too.
Yeah.
I think asking for or like demanding in a certain way, it doesn't just come off as whining. Yeah. It is whining because you need to match that with real work. And so that's why I like Sarah Silverman talking about this, because she's a comic that has accomplished
a lot,
so much.
Yeah.
And so for her to be reflecting on it, and then I guess the question is then, does it make it, like, do you have to be accomplished to talk about it? No.
Oh, right.
But I think that there is, I mean,
but it's good.
There's a tendency that skews more intrinsically female. And when I say female, it's like males have, I'm like, I have a beard, it's good. We're all like, you know, mush, hodgepodge, mishmash.
Yeah.
There's a trend of, or for me too, I want to talk about things. I want to like deconstruct things, and I'm emotional and I'm sensitive and I can see problems, and I'd rather talk about like real issues. I think the biggest problem, and I mean, like, I guess maybe this is getting too serious. Hold on 1 second. Aparna, still here. Aparna Nancherla. She from Conan. She from Ronan. Ronan is a country that she's born in. Sorry for starting that rumor. Ronan.
Where's Ronan?
Maybe I just said everything that I want to say. What I want to say is like, maybe I don't know. Do you think I caught myself in a little cat's cradle corner here?
No.
Did I? I want to say, like, let's work hard and let's be assertive and aggressive if that's what you want. I think that, you know, about what you want.
Yeah. So are you arguing that, like, there are certain feminists or, like, activists who can be off-putting?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that it not only to me, I'm not saying like, oh, go over there with your emotions.
Right, right.
What I'm saying is it sets us behind.
Right.
The same way, I mean, the same way, now I'm going to get just loosey-goosey and not know whether I'm going to land on my feet. Are you willing to catch me?
And you just say not words.
And I just jump towards you. By Korshla Matisse, and I meant here Sipalupa, the tale from the old Ronin town. That when there's a show and there's a female comic and there's a one female comic on it and she's bad, then the conclusion for a lot of people.
Women aren't.
I guess it's true. Women aren't funny.
Yeah.
And like Sarah Silverman talks about this in this clip a bit too, where she's like, no, don't have like the burden of your gender on your back. But in the same way, there is a little bit of truth to that. There's also there's a lot of truth. I think in writing, it becomes more like it's there. It's in writing.
Mm-hmm.
When you write a piece about like, you know, very like the catcalling thing sort of brought up pieces about like, I don't deserve to be. And it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
But also some women do want, you know,
it's it's not. Yeah, there's no hard line. Like there are people on both sides.
And the best way to make progress would be for us to like agree and move forward on like the founding.
Yeah.
Aspects.
Yeah.
Which is that women are way better than men and want the ability to fly. We want personal flying vessels or nothing. But like that Kelly Cuoco quote, which is what I've been talking about on stage, was like her saying, I'm not a feminist.
I like
raising my children and being a housewife. And it's like, bitch, like feminists aren't being like, put those kids down and learn how to fix a car, bitch.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show that it's like that the definition is still not understood.
It's skewed on. Yeah. Okay. All right. You staying away from this drama.
I don't do drama.
I don't. She don't do it. So don't try it. If you try to bait her, she'll avoid it. Nobody. Oh, that's never one. I should just never try to go into that part. Do you like Kanye West?
I do, but I don't, like, I am not, you know, an expert on his work. I hear about him peripherally through the news and then through random songs that I am like, oh, I like this song.
If you had to spend the day with Kanye West or Kim Kardashian, who would it be?
Kanye West.
If you had to spend the day with Kanye West or Meryl Streep, who would it be?
Oh, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton. I just keep picking the new person.
You just you're picking upwards. I like it. Upwards mobility with your picks. This one is brought to you by Lisa Traeger, but it's a good one. Would you rather be caught in a situation in the water with one shark, but you're bleeding, or a ton of sharks?
I love that you're bleeding.
Well, in the one you're bleeding with the one shark, but with a ton of sharks and no blood.
What kind of sharks?
I'm not at liberty to get into details.
I'm going to say the whole bunch.
Yeah, me too.
Blood free.
Me too. And then we decided, because blood would be a guaranted death.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of dumbass shark smells blood and is like, no thanks.
Yeah,
that's not a shark.
Yeah.
No shark of mine.
No shark of mine.
But then the worst part, just imagine being just like
surrounded by
sharks. It's like anti-meditation. Just close your eyes.
Imagine.
And there are a ton of sharks.
But that's a type of therapy for people with phobias. Did you
really
know that? Yeah, it's like shock immersion therapy. It's like if someone's afraid of something, you're like, okay, well now you're gonna
sit in
a tub of snakes.
Yes, no. I've heard about that, but I didn't know there was like close your eyes.
Well, I think it starts with just the suggestion of it.
Gotcha.
Imagine
in a tub of snakes.
Sitting in a tub.
Like,
of
I don't think I need to get better at this. I think it was fine that I didn't like this.
I don't think anyone should feel comfortable sitting in a tub of snakes. That's my problem.
Oh, my God. What's up with my voice? Like, the crispy crystals. I mean, like, obviously it's not crispy crystals. But
what
like,
is crispy
there's
crystal?
Just like it's just like a weird voice situation.
It sounds,
and it's kind
good
of
though.
Yeah, I guess am I like, is my life falling apart when you get home at 6 a.m. on a Saturday?
Is that what happened?
No, I got home at 5, but then I FaceTimed
no
with Sashir and Nicole till 6. Couldn't get enough. Couldn't get enough of the buzz.
You had to FaceTime more than anybody I know.
Get a life.
No, but you do.
How rude.
No, I just mean of all the people I know, you are the most comfortable. This is just a silent one. For me to think about what I said.
I've FaceTimed you, it's true. I've also texted you late at night.
I respect that.
I like that. I think last time I texted you, it was my late time, nighttime, and you're like, I'm in LA on my way to the airport.
Yes, I remember that. Nobody faced, like, I feel like most people are too scared to FaceTime.
Yeah, no. I mean,
you're gump.
Once I get a lamp on my face the right way, you can't stop me.
Once you find your light,
you can't stop me. If you just got a wide shot on every time I FaceTimed, I'm like in the most awkward position.
Like zoom out, you're in a tub of snakes.
It feels so pathetic to put makeup on before FaceTime, but binder done that.
Really?
Yeah. Makeup before, well, for like business FaceTime. I've had business FaceTime.
BFT. Yeah. No, you have to.
BFT. Today's episode brought to you by BFT. BFT. Better than a face-to-face. Better than a phone call.
Our BFT. Resting business face.
Resting business face. That's, I think, what I need to develop.
Yeah.
Here's some tricks Sam taught me.
Okay.
Okay? Some tricks about the way to stand business style.
You're sitting.
The way to execute. Okay, no. The way to, like, exude the right business
yes.
person thing.
Vibe.
Stop tilting your head left to right. Stop it, ladies. You fucking ladies. Am I being good about it now, Sense? No, but
what
stop.
Do you mean tilt your head?
Like, stop. Like, well, tell me. I'll tell. Actually, why don't I tell you a story that's, like, sympathetic?
Okay.
I remember when I was younger during recess. Now, don't try. Don't let your head do.
Now I'm, like, freezing my hand.
Let your head do whatever.
This is great radio.
I'd been ousted. An error occurred. Damn. Too hot. Too hot for YouTube. Ooh, and kicked off the
internet. Oh, women do this.
Yeah, when you're compassionate, you do.
The sympathy head.
Yeah, sympathy head. Just like receiving it with a side.
I guess guys don't do that as much.
I think guys. Can I be honest about guys? I think guys are the worst.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy
ever
move his head.
I don't think I've ever seen a man without resting business face. No, but it's the compassionate part of us tilt head.
Yeah.
But no. If you're like in a business situation or you want to just, I guess...
It
yeah, why dismantle? Why dismantle the perfect Aparna Nancherla?
Power tilt.
Power tilt? Yeah, like, well, if that's what you want to convey, just know that that's what you're conveying. Our animal brains. Oh, humans. Okay, here's a test. Put your hand on your chin like this. You didn't put it on your chin. You put it on your cheek because I put it on my cheek.
I wasn't even listening to you. I was just mirroring you.
Humans remember like. Cheap percentage of what we hear.
Yeah.
So medium percentage of what we see, and so much percentage of what we feel.
But I almost feel like my brain.
I'm a regular scientist.
My brain auto-corrected you to say cheek.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, I'm giving you guys all the truth on how to succeed out there, and I'm only asking for 10% of what you make. Do you think I have the ability to start a Scientology?
I think a lot of people who don't think they do.
Yeah, that guy had crazy teeth.
That guy, oh my
that
God.
That guy had
that
so
was,
much
I want to spin off just about his teeth. Because his teeth were crazy.
We're talking about
How
going clear, the Scientology movie.
With those teeth.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
It's those like the teeth first thing and, I mean, you see when you look in the mirror.
He's less likable than the Jinx. He's like less trustworthy than the Jinx.
I mean, but he also killed people. He threw people off boats.
Oh, is that the... Was that... I thought it was a... Wait a second. I thought when they jumped off the boat, it was just like walk the plank and then come back on.
Oh, I thought they were left there.
I mean... I feel like that's a plot twist that they'd need to like then address. Like they need to like close up on someone's like stuttering mouth sort of thing before they cry and then go in their face and then get a medium of them just being like, I miss those people. You know, like if they didn't exploit that moment, that's a misstep.
Okay,
I'm getting into directing, and I feel like
on the teeth and the boat people.
And the boat people. They're still treading water.
Going clear, too.
They're treading water. They would be so thin if they were still treading water. God. You know what? Why isn't that like an
Also, it was like the 70s.
I feel like it was the 70s?
Yeah, when the first batch.
The first batch of Sci-Size?
New recruits?
Get your life together if you are about to go into Scientology. Watch the documentary. I don't mock you if you were in it. I get it. Like,
but also it's mostly white people, but then there would be like the occasional minority. And I was like, wouldn't you,
what are you doing there?
Suspicious?
Yeah, are you crazy?
Of all those white people?
Get your Indian ass back home to your mother. She's worried. What was the name that they call the people that are bad people?
Suppressive persons.
Boy, oh boy, wouldn't we fall under that category?
And also to like accuse people of being suppressive when you're part of a cult is like the hugest hypocrisy. I couldn't agree more.
That's the sound of Scientology clanking around your stupid, weak brain. No, not so mean, but kind of honest.
Dialing back to some RBFT.
Yeah. No, because Scientology is the way you can like talk about them the way you want to talk about all very religious people.
Oh, right.
Like, I would never be like, come on, fundamentalist Islamists. And your cool personalities.
Such fun hands.
Yeah, the main thing that I thought about after that movie was like, we're so weak-minded.
We're just so suggestible.
Yeah.
Like, once you put an idea in our heads, we're like, oh okay.
Yeah. Okay, I guess. Yeah. That solves that. One last thing to solve. And a cool stress test for free.
All my money? Sure.
Can I see you next week, too? All my money? Perfect. Yeah. What is this, a hole?
Let me just get
on it. I'm pregnant, but I'm going to chisel away at this piece of wood for 5 days straight and get one night sleep of 1 hour.
But also, that's a way to manipulate people.
Get them tired?
Sleep deprivation, yeah.
I'm not falling for that because I'm going to sleep through your deprivation so
hard.
Forever. I'm a fucking sleep on your deprivizing time. I'm a sleep in the hole. Oh, God. Smelly, too. I would not be able to deal with smelly.
Wait, what was the smelly part?
I mean, they're probably smelly. They didn't talk about shower time. The only showers they talked about was walking the plank.
They had to have showers.
Yeah, but I'm sure it didn't smell luxurious. Like, nothing about it. They didn't, like, think about cool Glade candles.
They also didn't talk about what they ate.
Yeah, maybe that was the hook. That would be what, if it's, like, constantly, like, delicacies.
The last time I was in L.A., I walked by the Scientology building, and there was, like, a cafe, and it looked shockingly normal.
Duh, that's the crazy part. It's crazy how normal. I mean, like, the fact that people that are free enough in their minds to be like, I'm gonna be creative in my life, I'm gonna write a movie, mm-hmm. also are like, I'm gonna get shackled, I'm gonna get into this church. Yeah, take my kids too, they're very suggestible. I'll never decide I don't want to be a part of this, and they'll be stuck there like some people are.
Oh, God.
That woman that can't see her baby, her granddaughter.
You have to wear a giant medal.
You have to what?
Wear a giant medal if you're Tom Cruise. Remember you wore a giant medal when he talked?
I mean, that was the least memorable for me was so much. Oh, God.
David Miscavige.
Not only did I not come off great conversationally, I then rubbed my, I said, oh God, and rubbed my nose, my naked nose and my naked forehead on this mesh microphone that smells like Scientology's soul. Oh, double God.
Well.
Am I right? I didn't really get what they, or I guess you've got to be very advanced to find out what the God is, but it just gets more and more elaborate and you're
like, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme where it's like,
have some water.
The farther you go up, the more like exclusive it gets.
Some podcasts bring you water. Not at My Sexy Podcast. We require our guests to bring a bottle and pull it up.
Pour a little out.
You thought I was kidding.
Sponsored by water. Nature's juice.
What was it called again? Starch? Parched? Parched?
Fillings.
Parched fillings. Did you get into that water act out with without remembering parched fillings? Oh my God. Parched fillings?
I must have parched fillings.
Parched fillings here. I mean, that was a little bit of a stretch. See, my personality gets reckless. I reach too many times, try too hard. And then I'm trying to figure out, is this part of my personality that I just embrace? What are the parts that are natural and fun that people are like, oh, it's just like me, desperate? And what are the parts that are like, get the fuck out of this conversation, girl. Get out of here. Scram diddly.
Scram diddly. But we talk about other people who aren't self-aware all the time.
Oh, yeah. It was my key to your heart, I think. It was my way of whittling my way into.
So I think the fact that you do question yourself is a good
sign. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think I'm pretty self-aware. I think I'm not, I'd like to say, to give myself credit, I think I'm not, like, getting into conversations with people who don't want to talk to me.
Right.
All the time.
17% of the time.
But, like, okay, for instance, when I did the nightly show the first time, I was talking to Nikki Glaser, who does a lot of TV. And she was like, she's like a big sister type, because she's a lot older than me, but she's like 6 months older than me, and you know, she's got that grandma vibe.
Yeah.
But she was watching the clip, and she was like, there was like a moment where people applauded, and I went like, yes. And she was like, yeah, you could probably do without that. Like, it just looks cooler. Like, it looks cooler to get an applause break and not be like, it's my first time doing it good.
I did a good job. You were watching it later? Or you're watching back?
She was watching it.
Oh.
And then telling me, goody, goody.
Yeah.
Edit. Yeah, I guess, like, I don't. Goody, goody. Goody, 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 goody. Do you know what goody, goody comes from?
No.
Obviously not. But because you're brown, you might have been right there with me and my grandma.
The Puritans?
No, it comes from the Grammatins. My grandma has Alzheimer's.
No.
And she is not allowed to have tea past a certain time because she'll pee too much.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I get it. That's what I said when they were like, don't give her too much tea. So what I said was like, your granddaughter is going to give you as many fucking cups of tea as your Alzheimer's life wants. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't have fucking tea, this is a woman who's never drank, never any, like, well, she did have Pon for a while.
Yeah.
Which is like, there's tobacco in it.
Right.
And she liked that too much, so she had to stop. But her teeth were also wacky pataki. I mean, the sacrifice that Pon, that leaf, do you know what I'm talking about? Like beetle nuts and shit.
Yeah,
and then
the
woman's teeth are like, you're like, are you happy now with your side hobby? You fucking
with your
brown L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh no.
Like, that's.
When you open your mouth, it should not look like a labyrinth.
It should not look like a labyrinth with poo in the wedges of the labyrinth walls.
Bat poop.
Oh my God, we've really
gone off course.
I think this episode is going to be called Teeth, Teeth, Teeth. Maybe
teeth.
Labyrinth Batshit Teeth. Probably more. That's probably more of a Batshit Teeth. Yeah, Batshit Teeth. So Shauna and I are actually babysitting her one night in Toronto. This is like a couple of years ago. And the cool thing about Alzheimer's.
Oh, your grandma.
Yeah, my grandma. Okay. Like, the bad thing is it's horrible. And I wish that I could sign a document right now that said, if I get to that place, I want someone to kill me.
Yeah.
And I want it to be okay.
Yeah.
And let it be peaceful and whatever. But I don't need to be here. My brain's not here. So why is my body here?
Yeah.
But the one positive thing about it is that she's like, it takes the layers of your brain. I'm sure you know about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, when I explain things to you, sometimes I'm like, stop pretending Aparna doesn't know more than you about this topic. But you kind of revert back to being very childlike as a result of the layers peeling away. And she, like, Shauna and I could cuddle. She would like hold, like, she was like dancing with Shauna.
Aww.
Her nursing home, there's like tons of black people, and she was like racist. Or I mean, like, not racist in a way of like, she would sit on her porch being like, what a fucking Mexican.
Yeah.
But what a Mexican.
That's my
impression. Like, racists are surprisingly really excited about Mexican. What a Mexican.
Very pepped up.
Look at that gorgeous Mex.
Look at that Mexican go.
I can't believe Mex is not a slur. Like, it's so fun to say.
Like Tex-Mex?
Yeah. Like, why aren't people being like, look at that Mex. Mexi. Anyway.
You're trying to pitch new slurs.
Yeah. I'm constantly, you know, I'm a woman with my head straight up and down, constantly pitching.
Stop pitching.
Particle water. Parch juice. Parch filling.
Clear.
So, wait, what is it? Oh, yeah. Okay, so grandma. Oh, yeah. So her nursing home had so many African-Americans / black people, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? Oh, shit. Like, how's this going to play out?
And
the first time we went to go visit, she was just, like, huddled around in a big hug circle with all of them. So that's, I mean, for better or for worse, a kind of, like,
that's
peaceful
a change.
Part.
Yeah.
So we're babysitting. I mean... the latest sound effect, an unhealthy host. And she's just, every time we would boil the water for the tea, she'd stand next to the boiling water and she'd be like, goody, 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 yes, you my goody. And she would like pinch my cheeks and be like, my goody, 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 my goody, 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 goody.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so I think that's like, and it's also such an honest sound effect of like, or like,
totally.
You know, of like, of
the
a mantra as something's happening, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, at SNL, when I was watching Carly Rae Jepsen with whiskey in my hand, I was just like, you know, goody, 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 you know, like, it's too good, don't take it away.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, batshit.
Teeth/
goody, goody, goody.
Or what about goody goody batshit teeth?
goody goody batshit teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Written.
Written
in
written
stone.
Written like the Dianetics.
Oh, first step Dianetics, next step hell. God.
I like that billions of years ago looked like the 1950s. Do you remember?
Is that the pictures?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's just so silly. Like, it's so, it's like you can't even write this shit, but he wrote this shit
and
it's
was
written.
Like,
he's
yep,
an author.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Take me to your spaceship.
I mean, even he was like, yeah, I'm not doing too hot. And they were like, okay.
Wait, what do you mean?
He was like majorly paranoid. Like, he was
not doing too hot.
He was like,
Jesus isn't doing too great these days.
Not sane, and like, he admitted he wasn't sane, and they were still like, checks out.
Holy shit. Is there a really funny movie in this?
Probably.
And if it gets written, do
like
we
a,
get
like
rights
a
to
Will
it because we mentioned
movie?
It? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think so.
We're
gonna.
This wasn't Ron. He plays Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
L. Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, so it's in the budget. They already bought the name. I'm going to call my mom very soon.
Oh.
Before I do, let me just put you in the hot seat and confront you about something I read online.
Oh, my God.
Are you polyamorous? I'm kidding. What a horrific.
Are you not checking my website? I know many comedians who are.
Polyam comedians.
There's like more than you would think.
Yeah, but some of them, their girlfriends don't know that they're polyamorous.
What?
Do
it again.
I said it.
What?
I shut the door on that
I
topic.
It's gonna be another
race room.
Race room.
There you go. Sometimes the girl's like a little kitten, you know.
They don't know. That seems like that's not polyamorous. That seems like cheating.
No, I was talking about you with a race sound effect. But then I immediately thought, again, conversationally, is that what you say at all? No. Oh, God.
I mean, that seems like polyamorous cheating.
Polyamorous cheating? Is the race sound effect?
Yeah. No.
Wait, what's happening? I brought up a topic and I'm in
Stop
the woods.
Stop bringing up race.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, just that you said that their girlfriends don't know.
Yeah, there, sometimes, I mean, if you're dating a comic, a musician, this is a public service announcement. Take a second to take stock of your life.
Take
what's
a beat.
There? What are the clues? Follow the clues. Follow and the sometimes clues. It doesn't mean, I mean, like, we don't have to generalize. Not every, you know, some, I mean, you could be dating a regular old librarian who's fucking everyone in the stacks. Right. What I'm saying is, get that paranoia
out of here.
Under control. No, in here. I'm saying be paranoid.
Oh.
That was my not good advice. Do you have advice to give before I get my mother on the line?
About if you think your significant other is cheating?
No, just anything to leave in the ears of my little driblet droplets. It's what I call my listeners.
Have a healthy amount of skepticism.
Yes. Yes.
That... Is that an owl?
Yeah, it's a skeptical owl. I mean...
Oh, right. Are owls? Owls are wise.
There's, like, on SoundCloud a way of commenting on different parts of the timeline.
Yeah.
And I feel like this part of the timeline is going to get a little abused.
Okay.
But I'm not afraid. That was my adjustment of my desperation. But I'm not afraid. I don't mind about the comments. I don't... I'll say anything.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, hi. You got late, eh?
Yeah, we got late. We got too caught up with owl sound effects and discussions of... Oh, did you see the Scientologist documentary?
Yeah.
And?
I don't know. Dad said something like you're impressed by Scientology.
What?
I'm not.
What the...
I'm not.
What the frickin' fuck-a-doodle. Why would he say that?
I know.
And why would you not have called me to check if I didn't join the Dirty Teeth Clan?
If you go online, you find so much negative stuff there. And, you know, they're really very bad. Once you're in their claws, it's very hard to get out. You know, whole families are stuck in there.
Yeah, no, I saw the documentary. It's terrifying. And I can't believe Dad told you I'm into it. And you guys are passively just like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it.
Because I knew it's not possible, Dina.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it was.
Yeah, but possible. Why is Dad starting weird rumors about me in the household? This is so high school.
I'll talk to him offline after about it, okay?
Okay, cool. We have not a lot of time as a result of too much Scientology talk, but as we talked about diabetes, I don't know if we haven't talked necessarily.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Aparna's got to watch out for sugar
yeah,
levels now.
Sugar levels.
So, any quick tips for Aparna?
Yeah,
she should. You know, the thing is with food, you could eat something that has, let's say, 10 grams of sugar. Let's say you have some white sugar and maybe 10 grams. You could have a fruit that maybe has 10 grams of sugar, but there's something called the glycemic index, and that's very important. That basically tells you how quickly the sugar goes in your blood and spikes. So the more something is refined, the quicker it goes, and the worse is the food. You should eat food that is low glycemic.
Low glycemic.
Anything that's whole foods and also a lot of fiber. You can do a lot with food and exercise. And I think if you if you have prediabetes, and you catch it early and you're young, you may never get diabetes if you're careful, you know. It probably will force you to live, you know, a healthier lifestyle, which will benefit you in other things too, right? No, you have to look at it from the positive side, right?
It's very helpful.
It's true, you know, some people who have other illnesses, I've many times heard them saying if they would not have had this illness, they wouldn't be living such a healthy lifestyle.
All right.
You know? So it really forces you to look at this and just look up glycemic index if you don't know about it.
Okay, shout out to glycemic.
Whatever is low in the glycemic index, that means if the sugar does not go very quickly in your blood and spikes. You should have your blood should not be spiking up and down like high and low.
Okay,
you know,
Mom.
Okay,
Mom. Thank you so much for the quick tips, and also let Dad know I'm going to take a stress test after this, and I'll get in contact about where I am in the fellowship and how clear I am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
She's so fake. I said that about my mom. I love her so much. That was Ursula Fry, my mother, the realist, the true realist, and this has been My Sexy Podcast. Please, please go ahead and find Aparna on the streets and ask her for a coffee. JK, find her online and don't harass her. Just give her so many compliments. I love you so much, Aparna. Aparna, I love you so much.
I
need
so much.
This to work out. I need you.
You need. Do I satisfy your parched feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Goodbye.
Put a big mustache on your parched feeling.
I'm a heartache, and I'll go fooling around and chasing all mistakes.